Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
Hey, Jason, you're a token. You are in conservative media as a black guy that can confer upon white people the dignity of not being called a racist for having their views.
Facts. YouTube, what's up? Drill Sergeant here, and I'm just going to say, off the top, no lies detected. No lies detected. I absolutely hate doing stories like these, not because I have a problem with flaming idiots. I love doing that. They need to be called out. The fascists, yeah, call them out. People need to know. Stupidity on a whole needs to be called out and corrected when it can be. The thing I hate is agreeing with Nick Fuentes. So when I do one like this, you know it's because it's important, and I'm going to let you know why Black Republicans, Black MAGA, is an absolute rebuke of everything decent and good earned by Black people for 400 years. I'm going to let you know why. But we can't start. We cannot start any of that analysis, YouTube, unless we listen to the insightful, in-depth, almost academic understanding of the context and reality of the Black MAGA dumbass, as posed by Nick Fuentes. Oh, I hate having to say that. Let's watch it.
By the way, you are a token. Hey, Jason, you're a token. You are in conservative media as a black guy that can confer upon white people the dignity of not being called a racist for having their views. Why you get paid. And that's why I don't, because I didn't have the privilege of being born black. I was born white. So there's a limit on what I can say. There's a limit on what I can say without being penalized in the so-called free marketplace of ideas. And everybody knows it. Everybody knows.
No lies detected. No lies detected. Well done, Nick Fuentes. What's the truth? The truth is, the reason why you're on Blaze is because, as we've mentioned before, you're black. You are a DEI hire. You're the definition of the DEI hire. As far as Republicans know what it means. Number one, we're talking about Jason Whitlock. If you don't know who he is an absolute failure. He's a failure at his job. He's been fired multiple times as a sports newscaster is what he is. He's failed at being a sports reporter writing, at owning companies that write about sports. All of them failed. He failed on TV, on Fox News, on Fox Sports, excuse me. With his stupid hat, he's a failure. Now, at the very end of his career, he's working for the Blaze. And his job is exactly what Nick Fuentes said. Here's the first breakdown, YouTube. The difference between the religious indoctrination of an idiot who hates himself due to that indoctrination. The difference between that person and someone who's just here to blatantly lie to you is two different things. Jason Whitlock is the first. Candace Owens, for example, is the second. And we'll get to her in another video because this one's going to be long enough. Jason Whitlock is a racist house Negro. And just like all house Negroes, he doesn't understand the difference between master's scraps and master's love and affection. He thinks because he gets scraps under the table like the dog, then Massa really loves him. He thinks because he has converted to a version of Christianity that's the most hateful, the most disgusting, the most misogynistic, and the most racist, like the Southern Baptists used to use to make sure that the field Negroes stayed enslaved and knew their place. He thinks because he's adopted that version of Christianity And because he gets really tasty crumbs. As a result, that Massa loves him. As opposed to the reality that Massa uses him to whip the other slaves so he can go fuck his wife. That's the reality. The fact that you're willing to throw away all of the evidence in front of you that this administration wants to get rid of the Tuskegee Airmen, but keep the statues of General Lee.
They are American heroes. The Tuskegee Airmen were the nation's first black military pilots who served in World War II. But their story is now being eliminated from the U.S. Air Force training under President Donald Trump's DEI ban. West 2 tonight, Gabriel Geddes has reaction from Central Florida's Tuskegee Airmen chapter.
Lesson plans on the Tuskegee Airmen, including the women Air Force service pilots, will no longer be part of the U.S. Air Force training courses. It comes as President Donald Trump cracks down on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives.
I was both surprised but extremely disappointed.
Toby Hubbard is president of Central Florida's General Daniel Chappie James Jr. chapter of the Tuskegee Airmen, Inc. It's named after America's first black four-star general who was from Pensacola.
Once folks started to know who the Tuskegee Airmen are, and I say they, many politicians, civic leaders, and folk in general were surprised to realize that had not the Tuskegee Airmen performed the way they did during World War II, the outcome would have been very different.
They were the country's first black military pilots. Serving in a segregated World War II unit, they accounted for more than 1,500 missions.
In your mind, Jason Whitlock, you have a proximity to whiteness that in reality you do not have. You think that somehow they want you there because your fat ass is good at something, even though you failed all the way to the top. You are the worst example of the house Negro who thinks that master's crumbs are a gift because of how good you've been. Well, good dog. Good dog.
Everybody knows, and everybody's sick of it, especially in the conservative space, that blacks have had it easy. It is, and I don't doubt that he's a sincere person. I'm sure he's a sincere person. I'm sure he's genuine. You are playing by a different set of rules, pal. You have training wheels on. You think you've earned it? Everything you have, take a look around at your studio, your contract, your employees. If you said the stuff that you said as a white person, your ass would be f***ing gone. And everybody knows that. You're on Blaze hosting E. Michael Jones talking about the Jews. It's a good thing you're black, because if you weren't, you would have been fired like Elijah Schaefer. You would have been fired like every other white person.
You're a useful tool. And if you were white, you would have been fired a long time ago for the things you say. Matter of fact, Nick Fuentes knows what that's like because as a fervent, long-time racist, he said the same things and can't get the movement behind him that you can. Because you're black, it provides plausible deniability. I'm not racist. He said it. No, I'm not a racist. Even Jason Whitlock believes it. Huh? That's why you exist.
Everybody knows that. Take a good look at everything around you because you did not compete to get that. You got it because people feel sorry. People don't want to be called racist. They feel sorry. They need a black person to give them credibility. And if you can't see that, then you're just as ignorant as BLM. If you can't see that, if you can't be honest with yourself about that, you're just as ignorant as the marchers. As a matter of fact, you are as ignorant as the marchers. Just another ignorant crybaby.
And Nick lets the cat out of the bag. And the trick is, you have no proximity to whiteness. You are as black as the BLM marchers that you denigrate all the time. You're as black as the black people who get beaten up by cops that you denigrate all the time. You're as black as Trayvon Martin. You're as black as George Floyd, even though you seem to think that the person who killed him was in the right. Well, they're white, of course.
What's more of a tragedy, George Floyd overdosing on fentanyl under the knee of Derek Chauvin, or this 17-year-old boy, honor roll student, devout Christian, stabbed in the heart at a track meet?
And because you belong to a group of white Christian nationalists, it comes with that hierarchy of race, nationality, and misogyny. The black woman is the lowest, dirtiest, grossest thing to you, because you already hate women, you already hate yourself, and desire the proximity to whiteness that you will never have, but still be used by them to say the words that they cannot. And what that breeds in someone as dumb and stupid as you is statements like this.
I would examine the racial element of this, because there is a racial element. And this is a story about young black men and their inability to treat each other in a humane way. Everybody involved in this on the street level was either 24 to 32 years old. Everybody. It was a group of young black men, 5-on-1. Looked like gang violence to me. It looked like what young black men do when they're supervised by a single black woman. And that's what they got going on in the Memphis Police Department. They've elected some or put some black woman in charge of the police force. And we're getting the same kind of chaos and disunity and violence that we see in a lot of these cities that are run by single mothers.
Where you see black women in the exact way they hoped you would. Now, I'm going to put something here that'll get me demonetized. I sincerely hope that you use Patreon to help fund the revolution, to help fund the resistance, and maybe become a member, join, because of stuff like this that I have to show. Now, put that up. What you see here, if your first response to what you see here is, it's the black woman's fault, who's not there, because somehow her eggs and uterus and her blackness all mixed up to create some magic spell that just hovers over the police department and turns them into this. You are the weakest link. It wasn't the black cops' fault, because they're cops. That's a sticky subject. You can't really just go hard on that, because you've built a brand around defending cops no matter what. Of course, obviously, the guy who got killed, we're not even going to worry about him. He's a black nobody. And you, Jason Whitlock, have such a proximity to whiteness that he's beneath you. So the next thing that you find, next person you find, and the best way for you to explain it without talking about the people even in the picture is to go after the black woman who happens to be head of the police department, who's not there. You hate black women so much that you cannot help but find a reason to blame them for anything. I've never heard you once blame the white person, the white cop, the white racist, the Karen, anything. You've defended all of them. And because these police officers are black, you find yourself in between a rock and a hard place. So the first thing you do is you blame the black woman. Oh, well, that's an easy scapegoat. And you already know Tucker Carlson's going to be there with his furled eyebrow. Oh, well, that sounds about right to me. I wasn't sure what it was. I wasn't sure if you were going to say because they're monkeys or not, but that seems more likely. It's the black woman's fault. The truth is, you hate yourself. You hate black women because you're fat and ugly, and they don't like you. Now, they've probably always not liked you because you're also an idiot. You're also arrogant. I can imagine that you were as dumb as a kid and a teenager and arrogant as you are now. I can imagine that you felt yourself better than others. Maybe because of how you were raised. Maybe you hate your own mom. I don't know. But my guess is you hate black women because they despise you, because they laugh at you, and because they poke your belly and treat you like the Pillsbury Doughboy. And you go, sorry. I don't care what you think about that. I don't care what you think about that. Oh, I shouldn't go down to their level. What level? This level?
130,000 likes on this insanely racist tweet by Matt Walsh. And of course, Jason Whitlock expresses gratitude. Now, let's see what this insanely racist tweet said. If I told you that a young man stabbed another young man to death for telling him that he was in the wrong seat, and then I told you that one young man in this altercation was white and the other black, and then I asked you to guess the race of the assailant, every single person would know the answer immediately. Young black males are violent to a wildly, outrageously disproportionate degree. That's just a fact. We all know it, and it's time that we speak honestly about it, or nothing will ever change. To which Jason Whitlock says, thank you.
Jason Whitlock says, thank you. After Matt Walsh says that all black boys are violent because they're black. So excuse me if I don't feel bad for calling you fat and your face square, because you're a horrible human being. You've been indoctrinated by racists, cosplaying as Christians, and you've taken all of their beliefs, internalized it, and spewed it out on black people. You want to know what it really looks like to be educated and black? Oh, and yeah, a woman.
My mission is clear. I'm focused. I'm prepared. I'm ready. I've been trained by the best. I went to Howard University that overturned legal segregation in this country. I've been taught in those classrooms where Thurgood Marshall once taught. I'm not afraid of no president. Donald Trump, we're ready for you. We're coming for you. We're standing up for you. We're fighting on. We're not going down silent. Victory, my friends, is clear. It's now. And I'm not waiting 4 years. I'm waiting two. Until a speaker by the name of Hakeem Jeffries comes to bring us some rest. Come on, ladies. It's up to us. We saved this democracy before. We'll save it now. Let's go.
That's an example. That's the example. You see, what happened is she went to a black college. She saw the best of the best. She saw everybody there worked hard. Some came from poorer families. Some came from rich families. She saw that some were there had conservative views and some had more liberal views, maybe even progressive. She didn't walk around thinking that all other black people were less than her and she was special because she had a proximity to whiteness like you did, Jason Whitlock, and all the rest of you for your own reasons. Candace Owens is just, she doesn't believe anything she's saying. But you, Jason, are an actual idiot, are an actual self-hating dummy, failure at everything. Women hate you. I despise you. And there's nothing you can do about it because the only people that you've reached out for help use you to destroy your own people, tell you to your face, and you go to work the next day with a whistle and a smile. Isn't it embarrassing? Don't you find yourself a little bit embarrassed? No? Well, if you like this type of content, I can do it. There's a bunch of them out there. But never forget this number. No matter how many black MAGA Republicans we talk about, you're outnumbered. You're outnumbered. Your proximity to whiteness is as close as mine is. And the rest of us know it. That's why we voted the right way. And that's why you're still voting to find a white master who loves you like their favorite dog and keeps giving you those blaze crumbs under the table while you talk about black women and violent black males, of which you're not one, obviously. So, I don't feel bad. You don't think you're black? Well, neither do I. Anyway, press like, press subscribe. Now you understand the psychology of someone like a Whitlock. Maybe we'll get into Candace Owens next, which is a completely different psychology. It's all about the money and their willingness to sell us out for it. Whatever works. Yes, we're still looking for people. Still looking for people to join up on both the writing, administrative assistant, marketing. We need marketers. We need people to share who know about SEO. We need you. We need you. Hit us up. Anyway. I'll leave you with this last message about Patreon, and educate yourself, educate others, and come back for more. Hey, yeah, you. Before you click away to watch someone unbox a tactical toothbrush, let's talk about something real. Political Drain isn't just another content mill. We're a digital front in a very real war. Not with bullets, but with ideas, with action, and with solidarity. We pair urgent news with critical education. And we build community around actual resistance, not the hashtag kind. The kind that moves. But here's the thing. None of this is free. It isn't. Behind every video is time, labor, research, and some weird guy asking if we're going to pay the hosting bill. And yeah, some of that money goes to things we can't necessarily say out loud. If you know, you know. Let's just say our special ops aren't Call of Duty LARPers. They're people making real moves to protect, uplift, and organize. You're not just funding a channel. You're funding a resistance network in a world where capital still calls the shots. Unfortunately, in a system built on artificial scarcity, even mutual aid has a price tag. And if we want to grow, if we want to win, we need your help. We need your help. So if you've got even a few bucks to spare, toss it our way. It's not for ads. It's not for merch drops. But for people making moves in the shadows so others can do it in the light. It's just us and you. So fund the mission. Fund the fight. Fund the future. Because nobody's coming to save us. We save each other. That's how this works. Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe even get some merch.
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on www.groovechillradio.com/political-drain and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.